or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months, or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage.
Walt up to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5, the Roar. You want in 654-7627, abbreviated edition of the show today. We'll make way for baseball at 6 o'clock. So you want to get in, you need to get in before then. We have lots of things that we get to. I also want to talk some Major League Baseball today. Before we get going, let me tell you about My Garage, family-owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated like family. They serve the entire upstate and Cashiers, Highlands, North Carolina for more than a decade. Their team has over 100 years combined experience. They're owned by Lester and Roxanna Essex. Lester used to design automobiles for the Ford Motor Company. He designed the building they're in now. It's beautiful. It's sort of it's a geometric shape. I'm not exactly sure what you would call it, but Lester wanted transparency in the industry. He felt that it was lacking, so he put giant diamond-shaped windows in the lounge area that overlooks the bays. And so you can sit there in the lounge while your vehicle is being worked on right under your nose, and you can watch your vehicle being worked on. Why don't more people in that industry do that? Ask yourself that. That's why you want to bring your vehicle to My Garage by Essex. Look, they're well known for servicing all of the exotics like Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Lexus, Infiniti, Land Rover, Porsche, etc. But Lester wants you to know that they work on any make and model of vehicles. So if you have a 73 Pinto, they'll work on that as well. Just don't back it in when you come. They also are a Michelin Alliance dealer. They have Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, etc. Complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection if you mention my name. Then there's this. They actually have robotic alignment. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's worth going to get your vehicle there aligned just to see it.
To watch it?
Yeah, just to see it, because I had never seen this before. A human being never touches your vehicle during the alignment. And guess what? It's perfect every time. How many times have you gone and got your vehicle aligned and you get in it and the toe's not right? It's perfect every time at My Garage. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800, 864-633-5800. I'm coming right to you, Roger. One thing, you know, I wrote this on Twitter last night or this morning, Ramon, I guess it was this morning. Biggest problem with the NCAA tourney, too much Jim Nance, no Gus Johnson. I'm not a fan of Jim Nance. I'm sorry.
I didn't think you were.
No, I've heard a lot of stories as well. I don't know what's true and what's not true, but I am not a fan of that guy. I wish he would stick to the Masters. That's where I think he belongs. You know, his whispers are much more effective there. You know, the other thing is, Jim Nance seems to be perpetually in search of the historical line to make him famous. You know,
still, and he's been on the air a long time.
Yeah, he's never come up with it. He's never come up with it. You know, you can tell he rehearses these things, and it never just comes off right. Like when Al Michaels was confronted with the U.S. Olympic team beating the Soviets, he offered us, "Do you believe in miracles?" And it was not contrived. It was real. No. And you could feel it. You knew it. And that's why that line has lived through the years. Nance has constantly been in search of that line. It just never comes for him because his whole act is too contrived. He just doesn't have the personality for basketball. We miss Gus Johnson. You say what you want. The college basketball needs Gus Johnson. He adds significantly to the excitement of big games, and Jim Nance detracts from the excitement of big games. I'm sorry. It's the way it is. Roger in Anderson. Roger, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Roger. Welcome back.
Thank you. I miss Dick Enberg and Al McGuire, but that's going back a ways.
Yeah, we're not going to get them back.
And,
we can still get Gus Johnson. Well,
yeah, and you're right. And I want to say a couple of things about that game. I watched a different telecast. I did not watch TBS. I watched TNT, which was the Michigan Homer Channel, and it was really entertaining. They were really getting on the refs. They were really getting on the Michigan in the second half because of what they weren't doing execution-wise and how they were just not adjusting. And maybe they couldn't do anything to adjust, but I just want to touch on that in a second. But I want to say something about the overall Final Four. I've been saying this for years, and a lot of people disagree, but this is my opinion. I think because the game is so athletically played now, from, you know, just the athleticism, the physicality of it, the up-and-down tempo of it, I would rather see the semifinals played on Thursday, give these kids 2 days off to prepare. Or if you want to keep it on Monday, give them 3 days off to prepare, and then have a final either on Sunday night or Monday night. I think the quality of play would be better. I think the games would be better, and the TV ratings would be better. Certainly, Thursday night's better than Saturday night. Sunday and Monday, I don't care about either one. If you want to do a super final Sunday, that's great. But I think we're in a different age of basketball. We've been in one for a while, and I think 1 day off in between the two biggest games of the year, that's ridiculous. You're asking these kids to play at a level that it's hard to do just after 1 day off. And a lot of people say, well, they need to get tough. I'm just saying, I think the games would be better if you gave them an extra day.
Yeah, it might be. I, honestly, Roger, I don't have any way to evaluate that. I mean, it might be the case. You know, they used to play a consolation game. A lot of people don't realize that. They used to play a consolation
game. I think 1982 was the last time they did that.
Yeah.
I think it was Houston versus whoever Georgetown beat in 82. Maybe Louisville. I can't remember. Louisville made the Final Four like every year for a good stretch in the 80s.
It was a wise move to disband the consolation game.
Yeah, I mean, But the game last night, and this is what frustrated me, and you know way more about college basketball. There's callers that know a good bit more about college basketball than I do. I used to follow it a lot more closely. I didn't watch it this year much until the tournament. Okay, there's my disclaimer. But I have been watching basketball for a while. And this is my biggest beef. And you were talking about it, sort of addressing it in the last caller was too. The three-point shot, that's fine and dandy. It's not going away. It's here to stay. But when I see Michigan play right into their hands, this is what I don't get. You're not gonna outrun Usain Bolt. You're not gonna outslug most of the time, you know, the New York Yankees in their home ballpark. You better have a plan B. And that for me was, when I see this big German, Wagner,
yeah,
not get an offensive rebound and only get 7 rebounds, and he played well, but he got tired. And when I see them, I think Michigan took, I think they only made 3 out of 20-something on threes. Villanova made like 10 of something, maybe 27 or 28 on threes. That was mostly Bridges and DiVincenzo, who now he has a new shoe coming out, and he just declared for the draft. He'll be a lottery pick, Air DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And he did a Oreo double step block on a guy at the rim.
Yeah, he did.
He should have done the Mutombo finger wag.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
It was. He's got a, he's got a 40-inch vertical leap. He's an athlete.
He's a player.
Yeah.
But they took care of Spellman and Paschal. Those guys weren't much factors. They didn't score double digits. But DiVincenzo had, 31 points?
Yeah.
Made 5 threes. I mean, good grief. And, you know, he can play, and that's fine. If he didn't beat you, one of the other guys probably would have. I'm not saying...
You know what I wrote last night after watching that game? I wrote on Twitter, look, these two teams could play tonight. They could play tomorrow in the playground with no coaches and call your own, and Villanova's still winning every time because they're just better. I mean, Michigan simply just didn't have enough talent.
Well, here's my thing, and you might disagree, and others may say, well, it's, and I'm not saying Villanova wasn't better. I think they were. I know they are. And Jay Wright's going to get probably a Brinks truck back. A Brinks truck's going to back up from some NBA team, probably Philadelphia or the dumpster fire. The Knicks are going to try to get him. He'd be crazy to leave. But anyway, when I see Michigan, to me, the only way, like in the NBA, it frustrated me watching Cleveland. They're playing right into the Golden State Warriors' hands when you try to out-three them. That's what they want you to do. You have to slow the game down. Michigan had to keep the game in the 60s or 70s.
I agree with that.
And they let it get away from them. And when you don't have, when you have a big guy like that, but see, the thing is that, like you were talking with the other caller, they're not establishing post play anymore.
You know, it's,
so
it's interesting.
Ask the guy to do it in the final.
I actually think, in a way, Michigan was hurt in the first 7-8 minutes of that game because things were going their way. The ball was going in, and they started playing more aggressively, and they actually started pushing the ball and looking for some early offense. And at that point, they were out to a 7-8 point lead, and they were feeling good about themselves. But even then, I was thinking to myself, they need to slow this down, which is what we talked about yesterday, because that was not going to serve them over the course of the game, and ultimately it didn't.
Well, they got doubled up on offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, when you've got the big man inside and he's got an attitude and he brings a presence, he's going to have a future. But for him not to have an offensive rebound, and for the few offensive rebounds they did get, the ones I saw, as soon as they get them, they kick it out and shoot another three-pointer. That's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. You got to take the clock down. You got to work, move the ball.
Roger,
have a plan on offense.
Appreciate the call, as always. Yeah, you know, look, I think there is something to that. Again, I think that Michigan's only chance was to slow the game down. I think ultimately, though, you know, look, long jump shots lead to long rebounds, and that's another part of the Michigan dilemma in this game. But as I said earlier, when someone is going to guard you the way Michigan did, or the way Villanova did, when someone's going to guard you the way Villanova did, whether you're talking about Kansas or whether you're talking about Michigan last night, and that is, again, playing your post player straight up without helping and staying glued to the shooters. The only way to combat that is you've got to put the ball on the floor. You've got to drive the ball hard. When someone gets right in your face 20, 22 feet away, you have to put the ball on the floor and you have to drive the ball hard. That's the only way to remedy it. So you basically have to go away from what you do. But that's what Nova was forcing. The, Michigan wasn't getting clean looks. Their looks were challenged, or they were pushed out 4 feet further than they normally shoot from. And I saw that a lot. One of the things that you noticed during the course of the game is that Michigan's jump shots started getting deeper. And the reason they got deeper is their response to the Villanova perimeter pressure and closeouts and challenges on their jump shots was to move further away. But that's okay with Villanova, because now you're out of your shooting range, and those shots were missing. So that's what Villanova forces. That was the wrong remedy. The right remedy was, you have to tell your players, look, man, you have to drive the ball hard. This game has changed. We're not going to get those jump shots in this game, at least not early, until we establish that we're going to drive the ball against their pressure. The problem for Michigan, of course, they don't have a lot of guys who can create their own. They don't have a lot of guys who can beat their guy off the bounce on the first step. And so that was the dilemma, and there really wasn't a solution. You know, I'll tell you this. Having watched the whole tournament, some names come to mind in terms of guys I thought excelled as coaches in the tournament. For example, I think Jay Wright was brilliant. I think he has a new age philosophy that works perfectly with the game we're playing and takes advantage of the rules and the understanding of the three-point line on both ends of the court, perhaps even to a greater extent on the defensive end of the court. And then I think that John Beilein is exceptional. I think he got a team to the final that really had no business being in the final. I think Jim Boeheim, you can hate him all you want. I know he says some things that are overboard and stupid, but the guy's a brilliant coach who manages to get his teams to overachieve every single year, and he did so again. I think Brad Brownell, clearly one of the best coaches in college basketball. I think Porter Moser, for the job he did with Loyola Chicago, I thought that was one of the best coach teams I saw in the tournament. I thought Bill Self acquitted himself very nicely. I thought his team really overachieved in getting as far as they did. And if you ask me who did the worst coaching job in the tournament, I think the team that was the least prepared in any individual game I saw and in an overall viewing of their performance, I think Tom Izzo and Michigan State just flunked completely. You can talk about, you know, again, I used to hear this stuff all the time about Tom Izzo. He's a bad, bad man. Well, now he's a bad, bad coach, because his team, quite honestly, was as ill-prepared for the Syracuse zone as any I've ever seen. It was one of the worst game plans I've ever seen, and they never deviated from it. They stuck with pigheaded determination to fail, stuck to that same game plan, and everything that you do not want to do against that zone, they did. They were not a well-coached basketball team. I'm sorry. You know, all respect to Izzo's history, but there's a reason. You know, Mike Krzyzewski is like 9-1 or 10-2 against him. And many times Izzo appeared to have the better team. Look, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. Plumbing seasonal changes mean all sorts of new plumbing concerns, and I don't know what they are because I'm not Roto-Rooter. If you go to the Roto-Rooter website, though, rotorooter.com, they do know what they are, and they tell you right there. They will give you all sorts of tips that if you follow them, chances are you won't have any emergencies. On the other hand, if you don't follow those tips, you're bound to have emergencies. Here's the good news. 24/7, 365, whether you heed or not, the tip. Roto-Rooter is going to be there to help you. They know that you can't pick and choose when your emergencies happen. Hey, is your Jason the plumber going to be there when you call him at midnight with an issue? No, he turned his phone off at 5. Roto-Rooter never turns their phone off. They'll be there to help you regardless of day, regardless of time of day or night. The other thing is this. They're the septic system experts. They clean not just the tank, but the lines to the tank. So if it's time to get your septic system pumped, call my friends at Roto-Rooter. 288-7686. 288-7686. Online at rotorooter.com. 288-7686. Roto-Rooter. And remember, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain. Wall tip to the road rage. Quick break. You can get in. 654-7627.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Athletes and active people wear out their joints as they age. For medically appropriate patients, the Surgery Center at Pelham offers a low-cost option for joint replacement to avoid a hospital stay and offers the capability to go home the same day.
I'm Dr. Frank Armistead. If your joints are worn out after years of golf, tennis, cycling, or weekend warrior activities, I believe our staff at the Surgery Center at Pelham can make a difference in your life.
Visit the Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/sports. That's Lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
We're here at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Train AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a train.
During the Train Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying train system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows the car that will fit you and your family because they are the leader in the market. With competitive inventory, they have something for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because at Granger Nissan, all new vehicles have a lifetime warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You do seem excited, manic.
I am
verging on ecstatic, psychotic.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I still can't believe that Tom Izzo kept flashing that Frankenstein monster to the sweet spot of that zone. I mean, guy, no talent scrub, 6'10 doofus, who wasn't going to do anything catching the ball there. And I'm telling you, it's the singular worst plan of Michigan. Michigan State had 27 offensive rebounds in that game and still didn't score 60 points, if I remember correctly. I think they had 27 offensive rebounds and didn't score 60 points. One of the worst offensive plans I have ever seen. You know what's funny, Ramona? I saw something with Jim Mora Jr. again. Jim Mora Jr. is telling people that his comments about Josh Rosen were meant as positives. Moore Jr. is out there again. He's everywhere you look right now because, you know, he's unemployed. But he's everywhere you look right now, and he's telling people that his comments about Josh Rosen were meant as positives. And, you know, I wrote this on Twitter when I said, you know, hey, Josh, if you ever need a character witness in any sort of legal battle, don't choose him. You know, don't be, again, really? it's the old adage about with friends like those who needs enemies. I don't get it. And it's three times now. Three different times.
Why is he doing that? Well, I mean,
I'm not sure.
He doesn't have anything else to do?
I don't know. I had this thought. I wondered if he was still the coach at UCLA, if he wasn't the ex-UCLA coach, if he was still at UCLA, would he be saying these things? And I think chances are no. First of all, he wouldn't have had the forum to say them in all likelihood. Secondly, I don't think he would be saying them because I think it would be less than helpful to his recruiting efforts to be making those kind of comments about players who had played for him. So I don't know if he feels some newfound freedom in that he doesn't have a coaching job to go to on a daily basis, and he's no longer the coach of UCLA. But nothing that Jim Mora has said has been viewed by anyone who's heard it as positive. Now, he has thrown in some positive comments, but the problem is they're mixed with too many negative comments. And here's the thing, Jim. We don't need you to interpret whether your comments were positive or negative. We actually hear them for ourselves. We're capable of interpreting them, Jim. The problem is you want to have it both ways, and you can't do it. Your comments, and I've heard all three of them, your comments were all somewhat negative. You can say that they're positive all you want. Again, you have not been helpful to Josh Rosen. Approaching the biggest time of his life, you have not been helpful. And again, I think the question that arises is, who does it say more about? Does it say more about Jim Mora, or does it say more about Josh Rosen? I think it says more about Jim Mora. But between the two of them, these were the two geniuses, coach and cornerback, who led UCLA to, you know, years of mediocrity under their watch. And that's all they were. I mean, they were junk together. So you can assign the blame anywhere you want. That'd be my concern about Josh Rosen. But I don't think that everything that Mora said is wrong. I think a number of the things he said are fairly accurate, but the problem is he shouldn't be the guy saying it. You know, he should have enough common sense not to do that to his own player. It's just, there's just a classlessness element of it. You know, you don't do that. I mean, Dabo Swinney does the exact opposite. Dabo Swinney promotes every player who played for him. And that's what he should do. That's what he should do. Now, if he wants to have a quiet minute alone with some scout and maybe tell him about some concern, perhaps, but you don't go on national television outlets and start running your mouth with negative comments about a kid who's approaching the biggest moment of his life. I'm sorry. You know, I always thought that guy was an absolute buffoon, Ramona. I always thought Jim Mora Jr. was classless, and I saw plenty of examples of it, including the beratement of Bill Snyder at midfield, which Mora later apologized for, and I think the apology was legitimate, but I've often wondered about that guy and his anger management, and you know, I'm not sure he's ever going to get a coaching job at a major university or at the NFL level again. Let me get to Joe, and then who's that next, Ramona? Joe on the Northland Communication Phone. Joe, what's going on?
How's it going, Will?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, Jim Mora has always kind of done less with more than any coach
yes.
I've ever seen. I mean, he was a disgrace at UCLA for the most part. What was that defensive player that came through UCLA that played? I think that he plays for the Jaguars right now.
Yeah, he's had great talent. He has had he brought great talent to UCLA. He just couldn't coach any of it up.
And Rosen, I think Rosen is talented. I definitely do that. Think that. I think he's a little bit lazy as far as, you know, progressing his craft a little bit. You know, we'll find out what happens with him. I read a draft magazine, and everybody has wild takes. I read a draft magazine that was saying, you know, Allen was Jake Locker 2.0, and I don't really understand
that Josh Allen was Jake Locker 2.0?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Athlon, I think.
Okay, well, I guess this would be their rationale. I'm just trying to play along, Joe. I'm guessing their rationale is they're saying because the accuracy numbers, is that it?
I think that's what I was saying, in that he's a physical freak, but Jake Locker never had the arm strength
No, Jake Locker, not in the universe of Josh Allen in terms of physical attributes. Jake Locker was 6'2", probably still is. and wasn't an accurate quarterback. Didn't have anywhere near the arm strength of Josh Allen. The only comparison you can make would be accuracy. And I find this hysterical, Joe. Listen to this. I want to see if I can find this. Somebody sent me this earlier. Here it is. It was Steven sent me this earlier. Steven sent me this. It was a tweet from Albert Breer, who was tweeting saying, give Dustin Fox, the ex-Buckeye, a follow. He's going through Wyoming, Hawaii with clips. Josh Allen was 9-for-19 with 92 yards in that one. It explains some things. Yeah, here's what they're doing, Joe. Somebody has finally found the Hawaii game that I've been talking about since the game was played. And I said to anyone who would listen, I said, like, the first four balls he throws are right in his receiver's hands. They just drop them. And that's what people haven't taken the time to go and figure out.
You know, some of the times we talk ourselves out of these quarterbacks. You know, Johnny Unitas, he played for Louisville. He went and played Tennessee, the University of Tennessee, and I think he threw for 92 yards, 3 interceptions. Did he suck? I mean, it's just one game.
The Pittsburgh Steelers got rid of him. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers had Johnny Unitas. They got rid of him.
I'm kind of glad, Walt, because they're bad. They're obnoxious enough as it is. Just imagine how many balls they would add to that giant list. I mean, my gosh, that was the great. But one thing about the basketball wall, and I just wanted to say this before I let you go. You know, I understand Duke's getting the dream team together, apparently. There's only one problem. Villanova's the best program in the country. And you can twist, you know, recruiting rankings. You can do whatever you want. Past 4 years, what's the best program in the country? It's Villanova, and it's right. And that's not going to change. That's not going to change next year, and it's not going to change the year after that. As long as Wright's there, they're the best program. Not UK, not Kansas, not North Carolina, nobody. Villanova is the best program. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, again, what Jay Wright has figured out is how to make – he has figured out how to dominate the three-point line to a degree that no one else has. And that's really their secret to their success. He has figured out how to dominate that line on both ends of the court. Offensively, he dominates it by filling his team with a ton of shooters. Now, he wants these guys to be versatile. He wants them to be able to put it on the floor as well. But he finds shooters. And then defensively, what he has determined is that post players are largely irrelevant. And we will always guard them straight up with no help. And we're just going to get in the face of everyone else's shooters and challenge them that way. And that's what they're doing. And it's that simple. That's his strategy. And it is certainly paid off for Villanova. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Matt, is that Matt, brother of Joe, Ramona? Matt, brother of Joe, when we get back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does roofs like Gilstrap. For 80 years, they've done roofs. Just roofs. They don't do garage remodels. They're experts. They know their craft better than anybody. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Do you know how hard it is to maintain an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau in any business, let alone roofing? When Ramona's roof was leaking, she called Gilstrap. They came right out and fixed it. The cost was minimal. Whether you need a big job or a small job, Gilstrap will help you. They'll give you a free, they'll give your roof a free checkup, free evaluation. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. If there's nothing wrong, like when James called them, for example, that's what they'll tell you. James thought he had something wrong with his roof. Gilstrap came out and said, no, sir, you don't need to do anything for 3 or 4 years. That's Gilstrap Roofing. It's that type of integrity. 269-1232, 269-1232. Walt Tip to the Red Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Kelly here. As a Clemson graduate, I'm here to inform our listeners about Clemson Give Day. We are calling all Tigers to unite for Clemson's third Give Day on Wednesday, April 4th. It's time to show you are all in. Make your gift online now at clemson.edu/giveday and be a part of this historic effort. Gifts are tax deductible. Go to clemson.edu/giveday and share on social media using hashtag #ClemsonGiveDay. Go Tigers!
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with 4 Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Are you confused about the right steps to take to secure the proper financial plan for your future? The independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson can guide you through every step. Options for fee-based planning allow you to invest with transparency and to know where every dollar goes. We offer sound, comprehensive advice with solutions to fit any investing appetite. Call Kiwi Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Quark here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on specials, or take an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Take 30% off one pair of shoes for her, 40% off two or more. Save 35 to 60% on fine jewelry, and take an extra 20% off with your savings pass during our diamond sale. Plus, save 50% on spring's hottest sportswear for her. Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on specials and more. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Extra savings excludes specials.
Welcome to the 2018 NBA Finals.
Want to win a grand prize trip to this year's NBA Finals? All you have to do is fill up with Synergy Gas at an Exxon or Mobil station for your chance to win. But don't wait. Fuel up today.
Exxon Mobil, official motor fuel of the NBA.
No purchase necessary. Ends at 11:59 p.m. Central Time on April 30th, 2018. Open to residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. who are age of majority or older, except void and end for residents of Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, and were prohibited. Copyright 2018 NBA Properties, Inc. All rights reserved. Sponsor Exxon Mobil Corporation. Spring, Texas.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Did you know that only 5% of HR execs believe employees truly understand their benefits? This may be related to the fact that the vast majority of enrollments, 71%, are passive. Insurance is an abstract and very complex product, so clear, effective communication is critical. Without it, everyone has headaches and is left in the dark. Did you know that with effective communication, even a below-average plan has 76% employee satisfaction? If employees don't understand something, it has little to no value. If it has no value, employees leave. Don't get taken to the cleaners. Call us, 864-INSURE-YOU. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Ooh-wee! You talk about lip-smacking, finger-licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the Chicken Basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well, plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
When I was a boy, I thought it just came to the earth, but I never could tell what's mine. So it didn't matter anyway. My only pride and joy was his racket down.
Back to the great John Hyatt, Walt Zepsula, Road Rage. You know, I saw this earlier today. You know, silly me. And I always thought his name was just Vita Vea. That's not really his name.
What's his name?
That's an extremely shortened version of his name.
Oh, they started calling him that because his name is worse than that?
Yeah, Vita Vea, his actual name,
Because I can spell Vita Vea, but I got a feeling that whatever you're about to say, I'm not going to be able to say.
Probably not.
What is?
You know, Kelly and Kwok do that all-name team. I wonder if they, I bet they didn't know about our man Vita Vea. Adam Schefter wrote, busy week for Washington defensive tackle. And then here's his name. Here's his actual name. Birth certificate name. Tavita Tulia Kiono, Tui Puloto, Mosese Vahea Faletawa Vea.
My man Vita. Exactly. What a name.
My man Vita is exactly right. My man Vita.
And we won't ever be using that long name.
Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Take a whole segment just to start talking about the dude.
Yeah, it would. Thank goodness you don't have to write that in a jersey. Tavita, I'm not making this up. Adam Schefter writes, busy week for Washington defensive tackle Tavita Tulia Kiono, Tui Puolota, Mosese Vahea Faletua Vea. That's hysterical. That's a rather lengthy name. You understand why he's Vita Vea. Regardless, he's going to go somewhere between 7 and 20, probably somewhere between 7 and 17, somewhere in that range. Normally you wouldn't have a nose tackle taken as high as 7, but I think it's conceivable. And I'm not saying he's going to Tampa, but it's possible. Once he goes past there, then I think 10 is possible to Oakland. 11 is possible. 13 is very possible. 17 is extremely possible. I'm, from a schematic standpoint, I'm not so certain that his best fits wouldn't be either Washington or San Diego. But I'm not positive that he'll get to either of those locations. I think he's going to be a player in high demand. I don't think there's any question about that. Let's go back to Northland Communication phone lines and get Matt and Robert. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm glad I wasn't him in grade school trying to spell that. I would have difficulty.
Texter just wrote me and said, I wish Packerbacker could say that name.
That you could play, get him to do that, and he would be on a loop forever.
Yeah, we need to play the Moises call because there's so many people haven't heard it. I've had so many requests for it, and we keep promising to do it, and we just haven't done it.
If you get Looper to say it, too.
Yeah.
to see what it comes up with. So. Well, real quick about the game last night. I didn't really watch too much of Nova this year, but did Nova play with that tactic most of the year, or was that...
They did, okay. But they didn't face, real dominant post players like they had seen. I mean, you could make the case, I have to think about it off the top of my head. They did play Gonzaga earlier in the year, but they didn't face post players like Azubuike and Wagner very often.
Right. And it's just, once again, right in Villanova, that program, like my brother said, is the permanent program in the country right now.
Yep.
So, you'll have to teach these guys. But most of my questions, guys, coming at you with the draft. There's a lot of bad information out there. I saw a draft profile of Hercules Mota'afa from Washington State.
Yep.
And someone said, oh, he's not going to make it in the league. He's just an effort guy. Like, that he has no talent, type thing.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's going to go high first round, but yeah, probably at the beginning of the second, I could see him. But
yeah, I'm not sure. In all honesty, Matt, I'm not sure he'll even be taking the top 100 picks because the league is so
good.
The NFL has positional models in mind for every spot, and it's through their history they've determined that these requirements, for example, left tackle has to be at least 6'5". He has to have arms that are at least, 30. They want arms with 35 inches. There are certain traits that you look for at every position. And the problem for Hercules Mota'afa is he doesn't fit any of these. I mean, last year, Washington State played him essentially a defensive tackle at 250 pounds, which is absurd, but that's what they did with him. And And Mata'afa has really short arms, which is another issue that he's going to have to confront. Obviously, he's going to have to play on the outside at the pro level, either with a hand in the dirt or as a 3-4 outside linebacker, and there are just questions about how he'll make the conversion. I will tell you this, though. The element that they are missing, that they just do not get because they've not studied the film enough, they're so locked into what they believe as these positional numbers, he has an incredibly quick first step. An incredibly quick first step. And that matters. And so he has a chance, he's not going to be drafted early, but he'll have a chance to make it somewhere when people finally figure out how to use him.
I think he will. The other two guys I was going to talk about, I see a lot of high praises, but especially on defensive line, I look for tackles for loss, productivity. But Hubbard from Ohio State, and I think the defensive tackle from Florida, had very poor numbers last year. And they were starters. I think the defensive tackle from Florida, I forgot his name, but he had single digits tackles for loss behind the line of scrimmage.
I think you're talking about. I think you're talking about Taven Bryan with Florida. With Ohio State, they don't really have a defensive tackle that's going to be any factor in the draft. They've got defensive ends like Holmes or like Tyquan Lewis.
Holmes. I was thinking of Holmes.
Okay, I'm not in love with either one of those characters. I think Holmes projects to me as a 5 technique. He may grow into something a few years from now, but I'm not wasting an early round draft pick on either one of them. I don't love Lewis or Holmes for Ohio State. In terms of Taven Bryant, he's a guy who's athletic. He's been compared by some to J.J. Watt. I don't think he's J.J. Watt, but there are things to like about him. He's 6'5". He at times he plays a little too high, as tall guys at defensive tackle often do. He's a 3 technique guy, so he's going to be a guy who gets upfield and is disruptive, at least in theory. He has the type of athleticism to do that, but he can also get washed away by a bigger interior offensive lineman. I value Bryant somewhere right at the end of round one into the top of round two. I think the earliest he could conceivably go would be to someplace like Dallas at 19, who needs defensive tackle help. Dallas has 3 needs, in my estimation: defensive tackle help, linebacker help, and wide receiver help. I think he could conceivably fit there. That's as early as he could possibly go. And I think he could go into the middle of the second round, depending on how it falls. I think there are a bunch of players from like 20. I think there are about 20 players at the top of the first round that I've already sort of determined. And then there's a group from there starting at 20 that goes to about 45 or 50, somewhere in that area, where a lot of those players are really similar. There's very little that separates them, and it's going to be really interesting to see how the end of the first round plays out. The draft,
I agree,
and is a lot of depth.
Yeah, and it's not extremely flashy. I can't wait till your bot draft comes out. One last thing, Armstrong from Kansas. How long do you think I'm going to have to wait for Kansas to produce a player drafted in the top, I think, 60. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, I think Armstrong might be that guy. I think that I thought he would test better than he did, but when you watch him on film, he's pretty explosive. Kansas didn't really use him the right way this year, but he's a guy who can get after the passer in a league that, basically has long utilized a positional hierarchy pyramid regarding the importance of positions. Edge rusher is right near the top after quarterback. And the NFL is constantly in search for guys that can get after the passer. Robert, do me a favor. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get to you first up as soon as we come back. I'd be cutting you short if I went to you now. So just do me a favor. Hang in there with me through this break, and I'll get to you the first thing as soon as we come back. Let me tell you about my friends at Crude LED. I went out and saw them the other day. It's an amazing place. I have all these brochures, Ramona. You see all these brochures right here? I took these brochures from Crudelli Day.
Yeah, is that what that is?
Yeah, when it comes to any sort of industrial lighting, any sort of parking lot lighting, indoors, outdoors, industrial lighting, Crude LED will retrofit all of it. I mean, and you may think that this sounds expensive. It is not. And with the upfront rebates you get based on their tie-in to Duke Energy, it is made astonishingly affordable. But these lights, for example, here's a photograph of a Dairy Queen light with regular lighting prior. And then after the install of the Crude LED lights, and it's like, you can see it from there, can't you? One of them is just...
Yeah, I can see that.
It's like night and day is really what it is. And it's incredible. That's Crude LED. Is there a business out there that doesn't like to save a little money where they can? At Crude LED, they've partnered with Duke Power to do just that. It's simple. All you do is take your Duke Power bill to Crude LED. They'll figure out what your business needs. And get this, they'll rebate your purchase up front. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixtures, down lights, Crude LED is going to pass on the Duke Power rebate up front to you with simple verification of your business Duke Power bill. If saving money's on your list, you need to visit Crude LED online, crudeled.com, K-R-U-T-LED.com, or visit their office, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters, 19 Bay. LED tube lights, high bay fixture lights, $69 after rebate. Parking lot lights, $59 after rebate. Floodlights, wall light packs, all lights UL certified. I'm going to be telling you more in the upcoming days. Quick break. We'll be back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
There's no better bacon, egg, and cheese than Bojangles Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Fluffy folded egg, crispy bacon, and American cheese served on a hot made-from-scratch biscuit. Try one for just $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 27-